This is Pat Bosco. Spent 50 years as a university administrator. This podcast addresses our interest in being more authentic and making an impact in the lives of those we serve. Certainly things that are important today might not have been as important a few years ago. That we go through stages of life. It's natural, and it's important as we think in terms of authenticity that we recognize those passages of life. Robert Havinghurst, a psychologist, did extensive research on adults and their life stages. As a matter of fact, he examined rural as well as urban families and looked at the various stages an individual passes throughout their lives. Starts off with infancy. The next category is middle childhood, adolescence, 13 to 18, early adulthood, generally 19 years to 30 years, middle age, 30 to 60, and then later maturity, stage in the 60s, where I am today. His theory, based on research of a number of years, addresses the fact that we're motivated differently by what stage we are in life. The things that are important to us as a teen aren't important to us in middle age. That as we think of motivations, the way we communicate, the way we prioritize our time, our energy, and our resources are different. For example, I know that when I started coaching competitive fast pitch softball with 11, 12, 13-year-old girls, that it was critically important for me to recognize where they were in their development, that they needed social stretching, an opportunity for them to visit with one another, that the way they looked at the world is that peers were very important to them. And it didn't matter that I was ready to teach them how to run a particular kind of drill. If they didn't have their social stretching time to connect with one another, I'm just not going to have their attention. I remember working with 16 to 18-year-olds as we recruited them to the university. And in analyzing where is it that, in terms of their life approach, what's important to them, we found through our research that community and family were critically important. They were looking for something that was bigger than themselves. And we, in fact, marketed ourselves to high school students and their families that were looking for that kind of connection. Working with young professionals, our admissions representative program, working with professionals that are their very first job and they're 23 to 25 years of age, as we put together a recruiting program with professionals that wanted to do the best job they could, they were all recent K-State graduates, high energy, had a very successful academic as well as a student life career. They were looking for structure. They were looking for a mission, something that was very important to them. And we made sure that they were trained, but they had an underlining motivation to want to communicate the breadth and scope of our school in an enthusiastic manner. Lots of input in terms of how best we could do that came from them. That developed an ownership. Much different than, like I said, later on when an employee is in the 30 to 60-year-old range, where they're beginning to develop careers and promotions, families, partnerships come into play. It's interesting that the things that were important to a 18-year-old or a 22-year-old, very different than a 35-year-old. And that's what Havinghurst talks about, recognizing that if we're going to be authentic, that we have to make sure that we know where people are coming from, what their motivations happen to be. A new employee probably has never talked about the retirement benefits, but a 35-year-old is very concerned about retirement. I often kid our fraternities that they'll want an alumni to come back and have a keg of beer, and they think that motivates a person with a family to come back and re-engage themselves in a living group. That doesn't work at all. A person with a family and children and is not going to be excited to come back to the fraternity house for a keg of beer. What they are interested in is connecting with individuals that we're in the living group with. that if you want to get them back engaged, then make sure that there are other individuals like them. Be concerned about childcare. They're partners in life, that there ought to be a way to make them feel comfortable. So that's the makeup of looking at life stages, that you're understanding that age makes a difference in terms of, generally speaking, according to Havinghurst, where the motivations are. When we work with student leaders, typically our student leaders were in that 21 to 24 age group. There were certainly many outside that, but there were many that were there. They're motivated in terms of their life stage to make a difference. The time is ticking. They have a year in their position of authority and responsibility. They want to make things happen, and they're sincere and well-meaning. They're interested in instant gratification, not a long-term interest. So we want to make sure that we're listening very quickly to where they, what their goals are, and help them achieve those goals in a short period of time of their development. Now, for those in the latter category, that's where I am. And certainly when I was 50, I put together my top 10 places I'd like to be in the world. And I looked at that list when I was preparing for this podcast. And now that I'm in my early 70s, several of those great places that I wanted to be are no longer important to me. No longer am I interested in being at the office, which is one of my favorite 10 places. They're replaced by time with my grandchildren, sitting on the couch with my wife, watching TV. Now, Venice and a cruise balcony still on our list. But my point is that as we think about authenticity, life stages are part of a complex puzzle as we deal with human relations. And Havinghurst does a nice job of giving us six or so life stage categories that we ought to learn a little bit more about, have fun with, and put ourselves in a position where we're being as responsive as we can with those we serve.